Listening Library presents Bogchild by Siobhan Dowd. Read for you by Sheila Birmingham. Author's note. In 1981, several members of the Provisional IRA and of the Irish National Liberation Army in prison in Loncash, also known as HMP Mays, went on a hunger strike in an effort to persuade the British authorities that they should be accorded special category status as political prisoners. 10 men actually starved themselves to death. By the summer of 1981, partly as a result of an intervention by prison chaplain Father Fall, some of the families gave permission for their sons to be removed while unconscious to hospital beds where they could be drip-fed. Others decided not to intervene. The strike finally ended in October 1981. Some of the demands of the hunger strikers were subsequently met. In my story, the hunger strikers Joe McCann and Lenny Sheehan are entirely fictional, as are all the other characters. The bog lay in the bright, slanting morning light, the dewdrops sparkling like millions of diamonds. A large crowd of the local inhabitants had already gathered. They were tightly grouped in a ring around a dark-colored human head, with a tuft of short-cropped hair which stuck up clear of the dark brown peat. Part of the neck and shoulders was also exposed. We were clearly face to face, once again, with one of the bog people. P.V. Globe, The Bog People. Ireland.